Welcome to part two of In a Lifetime here on lgradio.online, where we are celebrating the life and work of Elton John. In the last show, we just heard some of the songs from Elton and Bernie's first album. These two had made a quite unlikely songwriting pairing, but as we'll see again and again throughout this series, their partnership worked as well as George and Ira Gershwin, or Rodgers and Hart, or Bacharach and David, although they seemed to be so different in every way. The partnership worked from the start. Elton couldn't really come up with the lyrics like Bernie, and Bernie couldn't compose melodies like Elton. But then again, who can?
If you feel that it's real, I'm gonna try. And I'm here, brother, like a cord in your mirror. I'm dented and I'm spent with high treason.
Evident throughout is Elton's influence of piano player Leon Russell. Elton's interpretation of Leon's gospel-drenched funky rock and roll piano style has resulted in Elton's own much-loved and in turn hugely influential piano style. A hybrid mix of Jerry Lee Lewis, Mrs. Mills, Beethoven, Little Richard, Ray Charles and of course Leon Russell. From Elton's self-titled second release. It would be the songs on this album that would propel Elton to world stardom, as well as establishing him and Bernie as a major songwriting force. Their creative method was unusual, but also prolific, perhaps because of its unusual nature. Bernie would send Elton various sets of lyrics in the post. Once received, Elton would begin setting each set of lyrics to music, usually working to the premise that if he couldn't come up with something within 20 minutes, he would leave the lyrics alone. Elton has said in interviews that generally he finds the process of composing quite easy and quite fast. And it's worth remembering that as we progress through this series, hearing so many songs we're so familiar with, that Elton and Bernie were never in the same room together when they wrote these songs. Each creative discipline was done in solitary confinement.
It seems as though I've lived my life on a bedside on the moon to stir your dregs and sickness still without the rustic spoon.
People look
Much from Elton's debut album of 1969 features the beginning of what we would later recognise as the classic Elton sound. The album is perhaps reminiscent of a football team warming up before the start of the season. Plenty of classy ingredients, but maybe they just needed a certain kind of coach and a certain kind of manager, someone who could help mould them and create their vision. For this second album, that figure entered Elton's musical life at the start of the 1970s. John Mayles, ex-sound engineer who had gone on to produce Space Odyssey for David Bowie in the late 60s, was Gus Dudgeon, who would work on many incredible albums with Elton. Gus's musical right-hand man, his musical arranger, was the orchestrator Paul Buckmaster. His contribution to Elton's sound would become as vital and significant as Nelson Riddle or Billy Mays had been to Frank Sinatra's sound. Just to illustrate the significance of Gus Dudgeon and Paul Buckmaster's contributions to Elton and Bernie's songs, have a listen to this snippet of a piano and voice demo of a song that had been written at the kitchen table of a Northwood Hills house that Gus and Paul were given to work on.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Well, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
So with that ringing in your ears, we're going to have a quick change of tempo, which would highlight the lyrics even more. The addition of a cello-led string orchestration, along with a stellar rhythm section, which included musicians who had worked with Scott Walker, David Bowie, and Manfred Mann. And the song blossoms into something completely different, combined with a vocal interpretation of a set of lyrics that makes us, the listener, feel like we're all being addressed individually. And the result is one of the greatest and most loved recordings of all time. Even more incredible is the fact that Elton has said it took him 15 minutes to write the melody for this one.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Sat on the roof and kicked out the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean. Yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
From Elton's second album, that's the song that would take him around the world. The album had been released in the spring of 1970, and immediately it was clear from the reaction of the public and the amount of airplay the songs were getting that this album was different. A request to open for Jeff Beck in America was turned down by Elton's manager, and instead some gigs were booked for August of 1970 at a small club in Los Angeles called the Troubadour. Now, those gigs would ensure that Elton's life and the landscape of popular music would be changed forever. Looking back now, we can see with the benefit of the passing of time how significant these shows were. How must Elton have felt to see his musical heroes like Leon Russell in the audience and coming to check him out, or being introduced on stage that opening night by one of the most successful singer-songwriters in the world at the time, Neil Diamond? The reviews from that show are now the stuff of legend, but the shows nearly didn't happen. Elton tells us in his book how he was disappointed when he walked out of LA Airport only to be greeted not by the plush limo he had always imagined he would have once he was a star, but an old red London double-decker bus, just the mode of transport he was hoping he'd left behind in his previous life as Reg Dwight. However, once someone had convinced him it was just a PR stunt and that it was actually quite a good idea, Elton glumly climbed on board to then be faced with a four-hour odorous journey from the airport to his hotel, just what he didn't want after a long transatlantic flight. It's a good job he decided to push forward with the shows because, as I've just mentioned, they would change his life with immediate effect. Now, we can't play every track from every album here, but I highly recommend having these in your collection. There's some absolute gems on Elton's self-titled second album. Listen to the introduction of No Strings on Louise and try not to think of Aretha's Never Loved a Man. Now, though, here's a song Elton performed on his opening night at the Troubadour, which wouldn't appear as a recording until his following album, Tumbleweed Connection. The song he performed that fateful night in LA would become a feature of pretty much every live show he would ever perform. Here he is performing it in front of a sold-out Madison Square Gardens for his 60th birthday party in 2007.
You tell me there's an angel in your tree. Did it say it come to call on me? For things I get desperate in our home, living in the parish of the restless folks I know. Everybody now bring your family down to the riverside. Step to the end of the world, the fire dog I hide. I hide for what that does, the rich man asleep. It's time to put the flame torch to their key.
press reaction after the Troubadour shows was unanimous. The combination of Elton and Bernie's songs mixed with a live performance and level of musicianship from Elton and the band was, well, quite simply unlike anything else around at the time. This was now the early 70s. Things were changing. The Beatles had broken up and a select group of solo artists, of which Elton was part of, were beginning to shape the musical landscape. Mark Bolan, David Bowie, Rod Stewart, all products of having been exposed not just to the music of the 1950s when they were growing up, but also the musical and creative explosion of the 1960s. Still, in that same year of 1970, Elton had recorded album number 3, and there was also further touring across America, where he was still more popular than in the UK, and Elton had begun to benefit from his manager's tactic of insisting that he and the band would never top the bill. Instead, they would open for a series of artists who had larger followings, ensuring that they were exposed to bigger audiences who would be surprised and thrilled by this rock and rolling singer-songwriting explosion from the UK. So there was tours with The Byrds, Eric Clapton, The Kinks, Leon Russell, and every night throughout this period, once he'd played, Elton would spend the rest of the evening standing at the side of the stage, watching and learning the whole time. Towards the end of 1970, Elton was back in the studio recording his third album, Tumbleweed Connection. Here's the album's opening track, whose chord sequence bears an appreciative nod towards Chuck Berry's Promised Land, a classic and as much a harmonic inspiration to Elton as Beethoven and Jerry Lee Lewis were. The album Tumbleweed Connection, from which that song was from, was released in America at the start of 1971 and would incredibly be one of four albums Elton released in America that year, the last of which was Madman Across the Water, and we will be looking at that in the next episode of In a Lifetime here on lgradio.online. Please do join me tomorrow at the same time for more Elton John, and don't forget, visit the website for all the details of our shows. Just go to lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.